2. I want to say before I get too far into it, there is no pre-sentence report or anything indicating what the youth offense involved. And Mr. Newman's explanation in his application only gives the information that he assaulted a woman and he's sorry about it. So, with that in mind, Mr. Newman is 52 years old and he is serving a 13-year sentence for aggravated assault, which began in October 19, 2015. He is also serving a concurrent 5-year sentence for theft of means of transportation. Mr. Newman is asking for a 5-year reduction. His current and unreliable application has these type of numbers on the TR ABS is November 5th, 2026. And if he is granted the reduction, his TR ABS will be 8-7 of 2022. Mr. Newman accepted a plea agreement for these sentences. The agreement classifies both as aggravated, and the aggravated assault was also classified as dangerous. A third charge of kidnapping received a suspended sentence with 7 years of intensive probation upon release. Criminal records go back to about 1989 in Mexico with fraud schemes, embezzlement, and DUI. In 2013, Mr. Newman had problems for fraud schemes, and Mr. Newman claims he is a first-time offender, but that's not true. He was on probation for failure to appear for forgery and embezzlement for the Mexico. He was also arrested for DUI in New Mexico, but the disco was unknown. In Arizona, he has been charged with several felony schemes, which were dismissed, were not found. However, he received 3 years probation for theft stemming from that same investigation, and appears he was on probation at the time of the youth offense. Just the way everything is listed in the back, very hard to determine, but it appears that he was on probation when this offense occurred. So, based on the information that I have, I went through and they found the aggravated assault, the minimum was 10, presumptive was 1.5, the maximum was 20, but not certain aggravated mass. The auto theft is 2.5 years minimum, 3.5 presumptive, max 7, aggregate maximum 8.75. And kidnapping is minimum 4, presumptive 5, maximum 10, and an aggregate maximum 12.5. Based on the presumptive and the amount of time, the aggravated assault was considered aggravated and dangerous, which pushes it up to the potential of at least a 20-year sentence. And the auto theft could have been up to 8.75 and if it was stacked, we'd have been looking at 28 years instead of the sentences he got. So based on the information I have and the sentencing structure, I don't see that the sentence he was given was excessive, but I'm willing to listen to my fellow board members if they have any comments. Okay, so based on all the information, I'm going to not pass Mr. Wayne Newman, ACM 3-1-1792, to not pass him to a phase 2 hearing at this time. That is my motion.
Second, agree.
Agree. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Ken Morris, agreed by Mr. Johnson, and agreed by Ms. Woodhouse. And that will conclude this hearing.